Joining us back in the studio today, we have Coach Rob Smith of the Emory High School baseball team. Coach, it's always great to get you in to talk baseball. I appreciate the time again today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Coach, it's that time now. The winter season's kind of behind us. We're less than a week away from the start of the season. And so for starters, I guess we can talk about tryouts. You and I were going back and forth. You didn't have to cut a single kid off of the team. And I'm sure from a coach's perspective, that's always nice.
Yeah, I mean, it takes some stress out of it. We had 30 kids try out, all decent kids. So excited for that.
I know your numbers are smaller as far as your upper classes are concerned. So seniors, juniors, when you get down to the lower classes, freshmen, sophomore, you got a big group.
Yeah. I think most of that 30% is the underclassmen, sophomore, freshman class. We've got 4 juniors and 7 seniors. So
as far as those younger kids go, how many of those student athletes are you going to have to rely on to make a deep run this year?
Probably 4. 4 sophomores, and they're capable of stepping up and playing good baseball. So I'm excited for them. Going forward as a program, things are looking good. So.
You've been at this spot now for a few years, and so these kids, these juniors, these seniors, they basically only know you as their coach, right? So we can officially say now it's your program.
Yeah, yep. They've bought into it, and that's how we want it.
Does it make it easier for you as a coach now that you've had these kids for that length of time?
I wouldn't say easier. I mean, you still got to get them to buy in year in, year out. And that's the goal.
Well, let's talk about some of the returners, because last year at times you guys showcased a lot of ability. At times you guys played with some of the best teams in the state. So some of the kids returning off of last year's group who really had a solid contribution to what you guys were trying to do. Let's talk about the main returners you expect a lot out of.
Pitching-wise, Trevin Wakefield, Coda Alton, Riker Jensen. Those guys are going to be our horses, and we're gonna go to them and use them. Offensively, we got Jace Mangum, Riker Jensen, Wade Stiltson, Ty Stiltson. A great group of kids, and we're going to rely on them and go for it.
These are multiple sport athletes, and that's one of the great things about Emory, right? You guys have very few specialized athletes. These kids are playing 2-3 sports. Baseball, it happens so fast after winter, and I know that you're around the basketball programs an awful lot. The baseball team does a lot of work around concessions and that with the basketball program. How long have these kids really had an opportunity to get into baseball shape?
Almost all of them were showing up to our open gyms twice a week, and so their arms are in shape. We were just talking about that at practice yesterday, if anybody was sore, and a lot of them said, hey, I feel like this is the best shape I've been in. So that's really good going forward, and especially early in the season.
Do you contribute that to some of the other sports, be it football or wrestling or basketball? I mean, is it the work they're doing in these other sports that you contribute that to?
Yeah, I mean, physically they're in shape. But throwing's a totally different motion. Just getting there and working in open gyms, that helps a ton for them.
As far as the schedule is concerned, again, next week, Manti, that's the first game. That's on March 8th. So that's Tuesday, right around the corner. Not a lot of practice time. However, not cutting anyone from tryouts basically means that was practice, right?
Yeah. I mean, Monday we basically held a tryout. Tuesday we ran tryout more like a practice. And yesterday we were able to get outside and get on the field, and so it's been good. Going forward, it's practice. So
you basically get the majority of the month before you jump into league play. March 29th, it's Canyon View, doubleheader on the road. But the next few weeks, you have an opportunity to get your feet wet. I know now with the RPI, every game means something. So when you look at your non-region schedule, at least for the first 3 weeks of the season, how happy are you with it, and what was kind of the thought process in designing that?
I'm happy with it. I mean, we've had to drop a couple early games due to scheduling conflicts, which is tough. It's always good to get a few more games there early in the season. But going forward, we're able to, every game matters. Every game's a learning moment. So hopefully we can get the wrinkles ironed out and ready for region play.
Again, our guest right now is manager Rob Smith of the Emory High School baseball team. Coach, if we We jump ahead and we take a look at region play alone. Again, March 29th, Canyon View doubleheader. We'll talk about that format in a moment. But this is our first look at the new classification for baseball. We saw it for football. We saw it for basketball. It's a similar region, minus San Juan plus Canyon View. So when you look at it, not only Region 12, but 3A in general, give me your thoughts on it.
Our region's always one of the toughest in the states with Carbon. They're a great baseball program. Year in and year out. So going and competing with them is going to be good for us. Canyon View, don't know much about. Richfield's always good. The 3A classification's always got good baseball as well, those north schools. But going forward, I think we're going to be right in it.
Yeah, as far as the classification itself goes, go down a little bit further south now with Canyon View. Do you like the fact that Canyon View's in this region? Did you prefer San Juan? You got familiar with San Juan, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we've never played Canyon View. Don't know much about them from my standpoint. It's still a long bus ride.
Yeah.
So going forward, it is what it is. You got to play the baseball game either way. So
there is a format change to region this year where you guys will see double headers. And I think for some schools, this may play a factor. Two schools, Carbon and Emory, I don't think it's going to really hamper you guys too much because of the depth of your pitching. And talking to both you and Coach Cincinnati about this, but every game, or you'll see every team twice in one day. Doubleheader is set up. Talk to me about that format and how you approach that as a manager.
It's definitely going to be different. You're going to have to plan strategically with pitching. There's some weeks we've got a game the next day too, right after a doubleheader. But you know, like I said, you got to play baseball, and with baseball being such a short schedule, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I look ahead at the schedule. So April 11th, doubleheader against Richfield. April 12th, game against Union. April 13th, another game against Richfield. I mean, that's a lot of baseball. You're playing four games in 3 days.
Yeah, and like I said, I feel like we have the depth pitching-wise to do it. JV games might be a little rough, but going forward, it's going to come down to playing good baseball, throwing strikes, hopefully not a lot of walks. You don't have to use a lot of pitchers per game, so.
Now the baseball and softball program, you guys are in a similar situation to, say, football. Right now you have a new field being built. I know it's not ready yet. Football got into theirs. I think it was the final two home games of the regular season, if I can remember correctly. So right now you guys are playing on your own field. How excited are the boys to get on the new baseball field?
They're excited. We're playing at Cheddar. We've done a lot of work on Cheddar to make it nicer. They're excited. It's just getting it ready. That's a big thing. Once it's ready, it's going to be nice.
Target date, March 20th?
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. We have these first two home games this next coming week, and then we're gone on the road for the rest of March, so it'll be good.
That first region game, then April 1st against Canyon View, first home region game, you guys should be in the new field.
Yeah, correct.
Coach, I want to talk about who's joining you in the dugout. I know that's always important, especially when you're keeping 30 kids and the majority of those kids are freshmen and sophomore. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of emphasis put on the younger kids.
Yeah, at the younger kids, I've got Jordan Leonard and Steve Stoker helping me out there. They're both really good baseball minds. They'll be great for those kids, teaching them fundamentals, getting them ready to go in our program. And then I've got Jay Stilson, which he's helped me all the time, helping me at the JV varsity level.
How important is that continuity at the baseball? We talk about it in football all the time, and that's one of the things that's been so refreshing to see at Emory High School. The football coaches have pretty much been the same. You're starting to develop that same continuity baseball-wise.
Yeah, and it's been good. They're all really, really good help. We did lose Cody Jensen, and he went over to the softball team there in Emory, and he'll be really good for them. But, you know, we all have the same mindset. We want to win. We want the kids to learn. We want them to have fun. And we want to focus on the fundamentals.
Lastly, before I let you go, when I look at the schedule, no preseason tournament, right? You guys aren't traveling anywhere. Mesquite, I know, was big once upon a time. You're guaranteed to get some games in there because the weather is going to be nice. I don't see that. Do you worry about the weather and the amount of time you guys are actually going to get on the field ahead of region play on March 29th?
Weather's always questionable. We are going to a tournament, and it's in Richfield. We're playing four games, the 18th, 19th, little tournament that North Sevier puts on. It's tough because spring is always questionable. You never know. But yeah, I feel like we should be ready to go.
Yeah, I know you and I have talked about the long bus rides to Mesquite, how that's good, right? Get these kids together away from home. Richfield, it's not a real lengthy trip. I mean, you guys can get there and back home the same day if you wanted to. How do you plan on using that as kind of a team building phase?
We're going to stay overnight. So we'll do our team building in the hotel that night and get to know each other and have some fun together, and it'll be good.
Well, Coach, it's great to get you back in. It's great to start previewing the upcoming season. I appreciate the time, and I look forward to more conversations real soon. Best of luck against Matt. I'm sure we'll see you at the game.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.